Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You have landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day and grow my businesses. We are focusing in specifically on search engine optimization, leveraging technology, and using social media to increase your top line revenue with more sales. This week, we have been heavy social media. I have tried to provide to you this week five specific cheat codes that work on social media platforms. Monday and Tuesday, we started with two cheat codes that do not depend upon a single platform. They work across all of them. One was direct messages and how they affect algorithms and you can develop relationships. The other was how to clearly state what it is you do in your profile. Then we spent time Wednesday talking about business to business connections using the LinkedIn newsletter to create notifications. Yesterday, we talked specifically about YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook and how to leverage shorts, reels, and stories to grow your interactions without actually sending connection requests. Today, I am going to brag on my Rock's wife, because she has figured something out that I had no clue about because I've never been on Pinterest. So y'all need to all thank her for this particular cheat code, because this is helping her be a rock star. Pinterest is a unique platform in that they actually still encourage interactions with businesses. The algorithms on Facebook and Twitter and some of these other places that you can go, they specifically make money by selling ads to businesses. Because of that, they do not promote your business page in a regular feed. What they actually do is suppress it and make you pay to be seen. Pinterest, on the other hand, has a really cool functionality, and it's an excellent and easy way for you to recycle and reuse content that you've already diligently worked on to lead people to your website. When you go to Pinterest, you can create bulletin boards for yourself. So if you want to keep track of information about a specific topic, you can pin things to that bulletin board. Pinterest allows you to set up a business page and you can create images that people can pin to their bulletin board that will ultimately have a link to your website. What you want to do, and I'm going to pick on my wife here because she's growing a digital breastfeeding service for expectant and new moms to help them accomplish those goals. And there are a lot of visual images that she can use that can capture the attention of these women. Expectant moms are worried and they're looking to capture information that's going to help them succeed in breastfeeding their child after it's born. They know at 6 months into their pregnancy that they don't need it today, and they may not completely understand it, but they know that they're going to need it, and they're creating a board on Pinterest to help them in those early days of the child coming home. If breastfeeding is a focus and you're not sure about it, a pin on a Pinterest board is an excellent place for you to capture that information so you can come back to it later. If you're a car collector guy and you see a cool picture about how to insure a 67 Camaro with a Superfly graphic, you could pin that. You see how this is working. What happens is that pin is going to have a link to the specific page where that particular piece of information is going to be addressed. Rewind back to my wife, and there's something there about how to survive the first 24 hours of having your child at home and trying to breastfeed. She's got that checklist that all these moms need, and she's got this visually appealing graphic that can be pinned, and now they can click through to her webpage where she's got an excellent call to action so that those moms can actually purchase her service. This is how you can leverage Pinterest to get people engaged with your business. Now, you have to make sure that the images are sized specifically to the pin pen size. You've got to hit those pixels, but you can utilize the meme and the Superfly images to publish your business related page, allowing people to pin. This is where, if you've got the link back to the content on your website where people can learn about where to purchase from you, you can create a long-term sustainable pipeline. If you're doing backyard remodels and you have pictures of your completed work and you have that work published on your website, you can lead people back to your website so that they can purchase those same results. This is where the visually appealing folks, and when I say visually appealing, I don't mean you are handsome or beautiful. I mean people who are creative in their brain and create these visually appealing images can leverage that, resize it to the Pinterest pin, and create traffic back to their website where people are hanging on to their contact information. That's a long-term play that can work wonders for your business. It is a social media cheat code that a lot of people aren't readily understanding and using. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. I'm going to drop an email tomorrow that is going to summarize all of the cheat codes we've talked about, and I will give you a download that will give you bullet points to help you deploy the cheat codes. That will hit your inbox tomorrow, but only if you're on my email list. So what I want you to do is to open up a browser window, go to bit.ly/porch, capitalize the P in porch, and give me your first name and your best email, and then you'll get that email with these cheat codes in it tomorrow morning. And you'll get that email each and every Saturday that will help you deploy the topics that we talk about here on the porch. I trust that you have found something in these 5 cheat codes that will help you grow your business. Thanks for joining me this week. I'll see you next week right here with some coffee on my porch.